Recording started.
Good morning and welcome this last Sunday in August to Rev Ing Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin by setting the intention of our time together to be present consciously across the airwaves as we join hearts and minds in the great communion with the source of all that is. And as always, we begin with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds be set in you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes as we intentionally, and I'm underscoring that, intentionally adjoining one another, truly in life, if we are without our intentions, we are like a boat without a rudder. We are drifting with no direction, nothing to steer us. And the intention doesn't have to be about your goals necessarily. Simply having the intention to show up as a peaceful, loving, compassionate person, that would ripple out vibrations into this field of awareness that will touch and impact people in ways you could not imagine or know. So as we intentionally put it out there that we are spending this time together, already we are making a difference in the field of consciousness. So yesterday I had the privilege of attending the Conference of Conscious Evolution, where I heard Lynn McTaggart, Greg Braden, who I've seen before, but the one person that I hadn't seen before and I was eager to hear what he had to say was Bruce Lipton. Bruce Lipton is a biologist who back in the, I guess, early 90s or even before, kind of revolutionized but kind of wasn't accepted by the scientific community, because he recognized that it wasn't our DNA or our genes that shaped us. It was our environment. And basically what he was saying, that we've grown up with the belief, the false erroneous belief, that it's our genes and in our DNA, that if our mother or father had cancer, diabetes, or suffered from a heart attack, whatever the condition was, it was in our DNA and our gene pool to have the same. And he proved that that was not the case. It is not our DNA, it's not our genetic makeup that causes us to attract and manifest certain diseases, but it's the environment, i.e. our belief, that will attract the necessary for whatever it is that we have. Many, many moons ago, I became acquainted with the verse in the Bible that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I didn't have the understanding or the scientific proof that there is out there nowadays, but I did have an understanding that it was what I was thinking and believing that was creating my reality. Ernest Holmes said back in the early 1920s that if you change your thinking, you change your life. And so now the science is finally backing this up. So my theme today is really about how do we change our belief system. I came across an article and it spoke about there were three types of belief or misbelief. There is misbelief, unbelief, and disbelief. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But I do want to mention one more thing that I was impressed with yesterday with Lynn McTaggart, who's just written a new book. And those of you that know that I am working on my degree and my dissertation, and my premise is that if we were to live a more complete and integrated life, we have to work on the principle of being what I have termed as a tri-love inclusivist. Based on the teachings of our master who said that we were to love God, love our neighbor, and love ourselves. And so Lynn spoke about yesterday how she's done various tests and research and surveys and can prove now how altruism can help heal you. She cited various cases of people who had sought healing for themselves, but it wasn't until they stopped seeking it for themselves and started doing things for others that their healing came. And as I was listening to her speak, all I kept thinking was, yes, I have known this truth, I have practiced this truth, and I'm even writing my dissertation based on this truth, and now I'm hearing someone validating it from a scientific perspective. You see, so often we have a belief about something without a backing, without facts. And Stephen Chase said it was that for him who believes, no proof is necessary. And to him who doesn't believe, no proof is enough. So it has been a case for me of getting an awareness and a belief. And if we accept that our beliefs create our reality, then we need to look at what's going on in our life to recognize where our belief system has been taking us in the wrong direction. As Bruce was talking yesterday about our beliefs, all I kept remembering was the words of Jesus who said, according to your belief, be it done unto you. Very clear, very pragmatic. It's your belief that's going to make whatever it is you are praying about, asking about, affirming about, that's what's going to make it happen. So, beloved, let's look at where our belief systems are failing us. Let us examine whether we fall into the belief, unbelief, misbelief, or disbelief. And as we do so, as we recognize, we can start to address it. one of the things that Bruce shared and had come about when I started to do my course in Psych K was that our belief systems are shaped from even in the womb, because we are absorbing the belief of our mother that is carrying us. It is then shaped as we are born for the next 7 years by our environment, our family, our siblings, our peers around us. And that's why the Jesuit said, give me a boy when they are born for 7 years and I will show you the man. Because they knew that in those early formative years, they could help shape that development of that child to show you the person it would be as it grew as an adult. So we are constantly being called to look at the beliefs we've accepted erroneously that have been pre-programmed in us from an early age, and that will show itself up in the most unexpected ways at the most unexpected times until we look and we start to heal those beliefs. And so the first belief, or the first false belief, is unbelief. This is the most basic. And this, when we are suffering, experiencing unbelief, it's a sense of hopelessness, this dread, this doom. And it occurs when we are unaware of truth, unaware of principles, unaware that we are one with the source of all that is, that we've not been exposed to the recognition and the understanding that we are aspects of the divine, that all that the divine is, we are open to. And so when there is this lack of awareness, this no knowledge, that there is a truth that is in us, there is a presence that is within us, there is a power that is in us, that knows what to do and how to do it. When we are unfamiliar of the law of attraction, when we are unfamiliar that our words and our thoughts are creating our reality, we are floundering rudderless in the sea and ocean of life. The next form of doubt is disbelief. And this is experienced as a sense of discouragement and despair, because it's for those of us that have heard and understand laws, understand the principle, understand the word of God, but we lack the confidence, the ability to trust it. We don't utilize it in changing the conditions and circumstances of our lives. Instead, we will read the books, attend the workshops, do the conferences, and can rattle off all that we've seen and done, but still, when it comes to applying it for ourselves, we fail to do so. I have listened to countless people over the years tell me about all that they've done and they've read. And yet, I can see by what's going on for them that they are not embracing and embodying it. Jesus was very clear. He said, you will know a tree by the fruit it bears. Because an apple tree cannot give you plums, and a cherry tree will not give you peaches or apricots. So when people are telling me and bragging about what they've read and what they've done and who they've seen, if their life is not expressing happiness, joy, peace, and abundance, it is clear that whilst they are going and attending, they are not living these principles. The third, and really the most insidious doubt, is misbelief. This misbelief produces a sense of annoyance and irritation and anger, because you're looking outside of yourself for your answers and for your guidance and for your direction. And always when we are looking outwardly, we are missing the presence and the power that has the answers that is inwardly. We don't know truth, we don't understand truth, and we place our trust in worldly appearances. It could be a person, it could be in something else, and we don't recognize that we have the power with which to attract the abundance that we are seeking, or whatever it is. And so our focus is always on the problem. As we know, Einstein said, you cannot solve the problem from the level of consciousness that created it. So if the level of consciousness is misbelief, not knowing truth, not embodying and embracing it, how can you move beyond that? So check yourself. Where are you? Misbelief? Unbelief? Disbelief? For your belief system will create your reality. My Science of Mind reading is entitled this morning, and Science of Mind was started by Ernest Holmes, and the tagline for Science of Mind, change your belief, change your life. The first quote comes from Eleanor Roosevelt, and she says, you always admire what you really don't understand. The second quote from Ernest Holmes says, you do not pray this power into existence. You use it. Your use of it is not a prayer to the power, but a recognition of it. From This Thing Called You, page 33. The author writes, can you think of someone who seems to have a blessed life? There are people in the world that appear to be impervious to anything negative. Their lives seem to be hardwired to produce only good, success, and prosperity. How do they do it? My grandma Esther used to say my grandfather could fall into a bucket of slop and still come out smelling like a rose. That wasn't exactly what she said, frankly, but for the purposes of this magazine, it shall suffice. You get the idea. The truth is that Grandpa Mac just expected to get his way and usually make a tidy sum in the process. He normally got what he wanted. There are also popular stars we term as overnight success. With few exceptions, no one achieves celebrity without study, hard work, and perseverance. The seemingly overnight success probably took years for those to realize. But the determination is exactly what Grandpa Mac had too. He never gave up. Each one knew success was up to them. They weren't looking for a handout. They looked within and found the strength to move forward. And we can too. All the power we need to create a life worth living is within us. Whatever you have been striving after for far too long without results, is there an action, no matter how small, that you can take today, moving you closer to the success you seek? You see, that author's grandfather had a belief that anything he would turn his hand to, he could be successful. He wasn't embroiled in misbelief, disbelief, or unbelief. You see, a wonderful story that Jesus shared as a parable, when he says, if you hear his words and pay attention and live them, embody them, embrace them, believe in them, you will be like a man who built his house on a rock, and when the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, the house wouldn't fall, it would stand strong. I.e., when circumstances in life seem overwhelming and overbearing, when you know the word, when you know the belief system that is necessary for you to have the life you want, it doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter the shape of appearances. You have the foundation with which will see you through. However, if you hear his words, he says, and do not do them, you will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. And when the wind and the floods came and everything happened, the house fell. So my story today that I want to share with you is about Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is the one who created Facebook in his dorm room. But what the article says is that what we don't know is what he sacrificed for it. In 2004, Mark launched Facebook, but in 2005, he faced the most important decision of his life, to drop out or stay and study at Harvard. He says it took him 5 minutes to decide that he was going to drop out. But this wasn't the only challenge he faced. Soon, the tech giant Yahoo offered to buy Facebook for $100 million. But Mark believed in Facebook and knew it would be worth more than that one day. So he refused to sell it, being unaware of the circumstances. Then the majority of his team stopped believing in his idea because they thought selling out was a good deal. So within a year, Facebook's entire management team left the company. At that time, Mark Zuckerberg could easily have quit, but he believed in his idea and hired a new team. Today, Facebook is the most widely used social network in the world, and Mark Zuckerberg is the 5th richest person on the planet. In December 2012, Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan announced that during the course of their lives, they would give away the majority of their wealth to advance human potential and promote equality. His story teaches us that no matter what people say, never stop believing in your dreams. You see, beloved, Mark does not buy into a misbelief, a disbelief, or an unbelief. Mark held firmly to his belief in his dreams and what he wanted to achieve. Eileen Cady says, the secret of making something work in your lives is first of all the deep desire to make it work, then the faith and the belief that it can work. Then hold that clear, definite vision in your consciousness and see it working out step by step without one thought of doubt or disbelief. So, my beloved, as we go within now, I invite you, if you haven't already closed your eyes, to close them as we take our attention away from the outward appearances and place them inwardly. I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Just fall into the natural rhythm. As always at this time, I like to share with you the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe. My breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeply. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slowly. This is my breath as I breathe in deeply. Breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in belief. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out unbelief. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in belief. I breathe out unbelief. in the cave of your heart. At this time, we always set the intention for ourselves for our week ahead. See in your mind's eye that which you wish to do, be, have, or experience in the coming days. And always, as we create the mental imagery, we add the feeling component, which emphasizes our belief in what we are seeing for ourselves. For each one of us, the need will be different. And even if we call the need the same, how we will experience it will be different. So whilst we may see and feel the need for abundance, for someone that abundance might feel and be about their health. Therefore they will be seeing themselves energized, healthy, doing things that they were unable to do. Feeling the joy of what that means. For another, abundance may come as ideas, as they make steps towards progress to the dream they want to fulfill. For another, abundance might be money. They can see their debts being paid off and the joy and the relief that brings. So see for yourself whatever it is and know that the belief creates the fact. As we bring our attention to the circle of breath. There is nowhere where God is not, the infinite intelligence, the life force, the presence, the power, by whatever name you can conceive of to give it. Its center is everywhere, its circumference is nowhere. So as we pray for this world, we are praying not only for the conditions and circumstances exist, but as we are praying from that sense of altruism, our prayers will be impacting us. Always you're invited to hold in your heart anything or anyone that you specifically want prayers for at this time. Divine Beloved, infinite intelligence, infinite mystery, transcendent ground of our being, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, help us to release any unbelief, misbelief, disbelief that we may be holding and harboring onto. Create in us a clean heart, that we may create the beliefs that will bless our lives and all that concerns us with that which we desire. As the man who came to Jesus asking for his son to be healed, and Jesus said, "Do you believe?" And the man said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." We ask that you help us in our unbelief, to whom we forget that we are children of the Most High God. Help us in our unbelief when we think we have to struggle to make things happen. Help us in our unbelief when we've forgotten that the earth is yours and all that is therein. Help us in our unbelief when we allow sickness to control and our thoughts and feelings about our healing. Help us in our unbelief when we are attached to scarcity and lack. Help us in our unbelief when we see that the relationships with family and friends are not as they should be. Let us look beyond appearances and believe that in which we are wanting, seeking, and desiring. Help us, infinite intelligence, to remove the misbelief, the unbelief, the disbelief from our hearts, our minds, and our consciousness. We hold in our hearts at this time anyone in need of a prayer for healing, knowing that yours is the deathless self-existence life that resides in every cell. If that were not so, none of us could be healed. So we give thanks for their recovery, their healing, their renewing, their restoration right here, right now. We hold in our hearts at this time all those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. However the death occurred, be it in war zones, be it by terrorist acts, be it by natural causes, the pain and the grief we know will be unbearable. But let the angels surround them with their love, their peace, and touch their hearts in the remembrance that we are in your eternal life, and that love lives on in the heart forever. For all the situations that are occurring across this globe at this time, for the corruption, for the greed and the power of those that are guiding and directing us, those that are governing us, may we support them in sending them love and light, that they will come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, we are humankind, and let us live, express, and love from our oneness for all sentient beings, those that creep, crawl, fly, swim on this beautiful planet of ours. For everything you have blessed, that you have graced us with, we are ever grateful. And for blessings yet to come, we say thank you. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone for our daily affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. If you repeat after me, I believe in the power within me.
I believe in the power within me.
Spirit guides my every step.
Spirit guides my every step.
I am in complete alignment with my good.
I am in complete alignment with my good.
And now a Buddhist meditation. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself, and I am free.
I accept myself, and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly. In thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
In our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And so, my beloved, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul connection, I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek top-up, our 10 of 10. And next week will be our 9th birthday. It will be our 9th anniversary, and we're going to shake things up for our 9th anniversary. So I invite you to join me and invite your friends and family to join us in our community on the air. So my benediction today is from Alan Patton, from 365 Blessings, Poems, and Meditations from Around the World. O Lord, open my eyes that I may see the needs of others. Open my ears that I may hear their cries. Open my heart so that they need not be without succor. Let me not be afraid to defend the weak because of the anger of the strong, nor afraid to defend the poor because of the anger of the rich. Show me where love and hope and faith are needed, and use me to bring them to those places. And so open my eyes and my ears that I may this coming day be able to do some work for peace for thee. And so my closing song today is by Dion Kipping. It's entitled, The Blessing Is Yours. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Only thoughts in your mind. Why does everything you try to do never turn out right? You won't tell me this, and you made it plain. Yeah, yeah. But before they cry, everything was away. Opportunity now, but you won't answer. Don't hesitate. the cloud. Because you can recover.
Enjoy that as much as I did. The blessing is yours. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday, and I look forward to joining you Thursday and again on Sunday. God bless.
Thank you.